In June 2009, Michelle Obama planted a vegetable garden in the South Lawn of the White House. The First Lady used the event to talk about systemic problems in the country's food system.
In so many of our communities, particularly in poor and more isolated communities, fresh, healthy food is simply out of reach. With few grocery stores in their neighborhoods, residents are forced to rely on convenience stores, fast food restaurants, liquor stores, drug stores, and even gas stations for their groceries.
Obama's words were unusual coming from the White House, but they echoed what community members and food justice advocates have been saying for years. In 2004, Making Contact reported on the People's Grocery in Oakland, California. At that time, young people were selling locally grown produce out of the back of a van on residential street corners. In the impoverished neighborhood of West Oakland, there was only one grocery store. 5 years later, People's Grocery has expanded its reach. They've gone from bushels to boxes, and they accept food stamps. A community-supported agriculture program, or CSA, provides fresh produce to consumers. At People's Grocery, they call it a grub box. Every week, People's Grocery distributes about 120 grub boxes at 8 pickup sites. All the food has been grown within 150 miles of Oakland.
What's in the box this week?
What's in it this week? Let's see.
Erica Torrance is the community outreach coordinator for People's Grocery. She stands beside a pickup truck loaded up with boxes of produce as eager CSA members line up to get their goods.
All right. So this week we have tomatoes, kale or collard greens, eggplant, jalapeno and padron peppers, Anaheim and or poblanos peppers for roasting.
People's Grocery uses the grub box to draw people in, but food literacy is the real goal. They offer free on-site cooking classes every week. Today there are 8 people making quiche and butternut squash ginger soup. The participants include local teenagers, parents, and retired seniors.
This is our fourth week.
Trying to eat healthy, you know how that go. Mm-hmm. All the junk food they got out there, and none against junk food, because junk food is good, tasty, not good for you, man. So I'm happy with it.
It's taken 5 years for People's Grocery to evolve from a van on the corner to a CSA with cooking classes. And there's no doubt that the group's impact has grown substantially. But walking around the neighborhood with one CSA member makes it clear that change is slow moving in West Oakland.
We are walking down what we call the main strip, so this is Adeline. And if you notice, we talk about not enough supermarkets. Actually, I didn't even see too many corner stores yet. And we've walked around the block, we walked around the park.
Nubia Sullivan moved to California in 1992. And says that affordable, healthy food is just as scarce in West Oakland as it was 17 years ago.
If we were to walk up to 24th and Adeline, there's a corner store there, and it's in these stores, either they don't have fruits and vegetables, if they do, they're highly pesticide.
Sullivan has been getting a weekly grub box from People's Grocery for about a year. She pays for it with her EBT or food stamp card. Between working 2 jobs and raising a 13-year-old daughter, the grub box helps a lot in providing fresh produce for herself and her family. But not everyone in West Oakland is taking advantage of People's Grocery.
If you ask me what are most people doing other than me, they go outside the neighborhood. A lot of them go to Safeways, or they buy in this, I don't want to say inferior, but this really, I mean, really it is inferior foods.
People's Grocery tries to serve the community as best they can. Some pickup locations are open until midnight to accommodate work schedules. Those who are low income or on food stamps pay only $12 a box, but it's not easy. People's Grocery and groups like it know that CSAs are one step towards a lasting fundamental shift. The long-term goal is not only to provide fresh food, but to create jobs, educate the community about proper nutrition, and give people the option to grow their own food in their own neighborhood.
That's food justice that we desire, we deserve, we expect to have healthy, good, and fresh foods.
For Making Contact, I'm Megan Martigny in West Oakland.